Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome and thank you for tuning into In the Arms of the Angels, hosted by Dr. Kai McNeil on Spiritual Connections Radio.
Hey everybody, it's Mark Rawson, and I'd like to welcome you to the month of March, and we're tuning into the show with Dr. Connie McNeil this evening called In the Arms of the Angels. If you're new to the show and want to find out more about this show and other shows that we have on Spiritual Connections Radio, make sure to go and check out our website at www.spiritualconnectionsradio.com. We're going to be taking callers in about 30 minutes, and you can call in and hear what messages the angels or the archangels have for you. Dr. Connie will be doing free readings this evening. And, you know, if you want to call in for coaching or whatever it is that you want as far as direction, feel free to call in. And we'll be taking callers and I'll be taking names and everything over the next couple, 20 minutes or so. And then she'll actually start doing readings on the half hour. In case you missed the number, it is in the display for the broadcast, but you can call in at 646-716-9663. That's 646-716-9663. And with that, I'd like to mention to have you go out and check out Dr. Cunning's website. She has a really cool name. It's www.drconniesays. That's SAYS.com. So make sure to go check out her website. We were actually talking about it before the show started that we're going to update the website this weekend. So if you want to get in there and take advantage of that whole day sale that's still listed, you didn't hear from me. Well, maybe you did. Make sure to go out and do your purchase before this weekend. And with that, Dr. Connie, hello and welcome to the month of March.
Thank you. Thank you, Mark. I appreciate that. Yes, there are no accidents, so I guess anyone that gets in on a sale was meant to be.
Yep.
So thank you for tuning in this evening. Again, welcome to March. We get to turn our clocks up, so I'm looking forward to having an extra hour of light, which always helps me feel better. I'd like to start this show with a prayer, if you would sort of settle yourselves down, take a deep breath, and tune in to what the angels have for us in this next hour. Archangels Michael, Uriel, Raphael, and Gabriel, I call upon you now that you would surround each of us from wall to wall, and then from each side we are totally and completely encapsulated with angelic wings. Metatron and Lord Jesus, I ask that you would be above us and that Mother Gaia, you would please be below, that you would pull roots from our feet deep enough and wide enough for this time that we are together, and that you will soar our souls into the heavens so that everything that is said here and done here is for our highest good. May we be filled with love and light, and all else be gone. Thank you. I will say something really quick before I get started on my what I wanted to say tonight about the angel card readings. As I just prayed, I prayed for that everything that was said and done is for our highest good. So sometimes when people call and they get a reading, they don't get a direct response. Well, they don't get the response that they wanted. What they get is the response that's for their highest good. So you may call and you may say, I really want to find out about this new job, and the angel cards may not reflect anything at all to do with the job. It may reflect something else differently, but it's something that you need to hear. It's something that you need to know that has to do with the job or whatever question that you have. And I've talked to some people. The readings are very brief. Some people, they seem a little disappointed or upset that they didn't get the concrete answer that they were looking for. But whatever answer you get is the answer that you're supposed to have that is for your highest good in relation to the question that you asked. All right, so having said all that, I wanted to talk tonight about Archangel Uriel. He's one of the lesser known of the eight, even though he's one of the four main ones that we call on. He doesn't really show up in a lot of scripture or a lot of talking when we're talking about healing with Raphael or messengers with Gabriel and life purpose and everything that Archangel Michael does. Then we have Uriel, who's sort of just kind of sitting out there. So I wanted to talk to you about two different things that Uriel does and why it is so important to have this archangel to be close by you. So the first thing that he does is has to do with problems and confusion in eliminating or decreasing those. And I know we've all been through times of confusion and darkness where we feel like we're stumbling in a cave or out in the middle of the night and there's no light. And just imagine that you have your hands outstretched and you're either trying to avoid rocks or branches or you're trying to find something to grasp onto while you either wait for someone to rescue you or you try to find your way out. When we're confused and we don't know which way to go, when we feel like that it's, excuse me, the darkest of night and we don't see any light, when you get there, call on Archangel Uriel. Call on him to shine his light and show you the way out or the way through. Archangel Uriel's name means God is my light. And he is usually depicted with a flaming sword or he's holding fire in the palm of his hand. And what he's doing is he's shining God's truth onto our problems and concerns, and he's taking away the confusion. Uriel offers a solution. He improves problem-solving skills. He diminishes negative emotions, such as anxiety and depression, because when we get into negative emotions and we our energy is low and our vibration is low, oftentimes our minds get jumbled and it brings to a standstill any sort of problem solving. So when you call on him, he guides us back to balance. In an instant, we can shift from thoughts of, you know, the oh my God moments and what am I going to do and things are so horrible and we spin and we don't know what to do. But Uriel can bring us clarity of thinking when we begin to shift our thoughts. And what he does is he brings us peace and he brings us hope. The divine light of Uriel's flame causes fear to flee if we still our minds and we stop thinking about the dreadful thoughts and we begin to think thoughts of faith and hope. We begin to have thoughts of gratitude. And sometimes when you're in the bottom of the barrel, the thing that can start bringing you up is, I am so grateful for. I'm so grateful for the blue sky. I'm grateful I got up. I'm so grateful that I have my health. I have my children. Whatever works for you. Uriel is beneficial in bringing our thoughts back to faith and hope and thoughts of gratitude. Now, here's what he wants us to know, and here's what you get to grab onto when it comes to problems and confusions. There's a scripture in the Bible that says that God will arise and have compassion on Zion, for it is time to show favor the anointed time has come. So what that means is, if you think of Zion in a metaphysical state of being our spiritual consciousness, our spiritual awareness, our desire to be the best that we can be, that God will, when he sees someone who is struggling, who is trying to do their best and to follow the call of the angels and to follow the leading of their heart, that when God sees someone doing that, he has compassion for them. And he says that it is time to show his favor. And not only is it time to show the favor, but time to show the favor is now. So what Uriel does, he can put us in a state of expectancy. The universe is going to pull us out of these situations and calm the storms that surround us. And when we stay in a spirit of expectancy, overwhelming issues are reduced to manageable size. So when you begin to dwell on Uriel's illuminating that the time that the universe wants to help us is now, and we continue to tell ourselves that, and we stay in that mindset, that we find that what was so overwhelming now, we can see ways of, we start punching holes in our problems. We see that maybe we can do a little thing here, maybe we can do a little something there. Somebody will call and offer some help. There'll be some sort of shift and some sort of resolution so that the problem becomes manageable, and there's hope in the fact that we'll be able to get through the situation. As we listen closely to divine guidance, we live in hope that what appears to be a problem is actually meant for our good. Spirit's plans are to give you hope and a means to complete your soul's journey. The guidance of Uriel and all angelic beings, the guidance is immediately available at any time. However, we must keep ourselves tuned in so that we hear their messages. And then obviously, we need to do whatever they tell us to do. When we become negative, complaining, afraid, jealous, resentful, critical, our negativity crowds out angelic messages. We tend to start second-guessing what we thought we heard. We talk ourselves out of it, and we end up talking ourselves out of the blessing that God and the angels that the universe wanted to bestow on us. So one of the things that Uriel does is he helps us problem solve, and he helps reduce our confusion. Another thing that he does is help us when we make choices. He wants us, obviously, to make choices that are for our highest good. And it's important to understand that every decision has consequences. So what I want you to do for just a second is I want you to imagine a game board. And on this game board, there's lots of squares in each that you can move your game piece, excuse me, to get to the end of the game. But on this board, there's a lot of different paths going in a lot of different directions. Now, some of the paths may overlap for a while, and then they veer off later on in the game. Some look like that they're doubling back, so you look like that you're going in the opposite direction. And some may be a detour, so that you are veering off a long way from where you thought you were going to be. So take a moment, you know, get an idea of this game board and the many different paths and how they look and whatnot. Now I want you to make yourself the game piece. So you are the one that is going to be going on the different squares. And the way that you advance your game piece is by the decision that you make. So every time you make a decision, you are going to advance one square on your game. There is a divine path. It is specifically made for you, for your gifts, and for your talents. And it encompasses your soul journey, which is the destiny that you came here to fulfill. And it is also the life lessons that you chose to work out in this lifetime. So when you're looking at the board, when you were looking at it before, one path may not have really just highlighted itself to you. But one of the paths on this board, the path for you. Now, when you're on the game board, now that you are the game piece, you can only move one square at a time. And you can't see the end result. So you're at one end, and the result is at the other end. So what Uriel helps you to do on your game board, he helps you carefully weigh the consequences of your choices. He helps you look at whether this choice is going to benefit you or not be beneficial. And the way that he will do that is you will know. Most of you know when the angels are speaking to you, that gut feeling that you have, or that thought you can't get out of your head, or the desire that you have in your heart. There's multiple ways that the angels speak to you. And if you don't recognize it, if you just continue walking and listening, you will get to understand and hear and know the voice of the angels as they guide you. So what Uriel helps you do is weigh the consequences of your choice. Now, for example, we'll look at one that's very, very obvious. We'll look at smoking. There's warnings on television, radio, billboards. Even the cigarette packs themselves state that cigarettes are harmful for you. But people still continue just to light up. They have multiple excuses for doing so, and they sheepishly say, well, I know it's bad for me, but, and then they'll give you all the reasons why they can't stop. It's very obvious some of the choices that we make are not good choices for us or are good choices for us. And it's easy to look at somebody else and go, oh, that's really a bad choice for you, or, oh, that's really a good choice for you. But how about staying in relationships that don't serve you? How about being in situations that just don't feel right? When you're making choices about relationships, about career, about the food that you put in your body. When you're making those choices, when you're making what seemingly may be a benign choice, like what should I wear today, and you can choose something that really makes you feel bright and cheery, or you can choose something that, you know, maybe doesn't fit well and you don't look good in it. even choices like that have a consequence. So when you're looking at relationships, as a psychologist, I've sat in countless sessions and I've listened to people complain about their relationships. A lot of times they're blaming the other person for their problems, which is a great way to not take responsibility for the changes that you need to make in yourself to attract the relationships that you want. A lot of people don't understand why they keep hooking up with individuals who keep doing the same things they don't like. I've met with people who are astonished that the person that they're dating had a drinking problem, and they never knew they had a drinking problem, but they come from an alcoholic home. So if we continue on certain paths, if we continue making certain choices without looking at the consequences of those choices, then we end up going down a path that does not serve us. It's easy to make decisions, but it's not always easy to stop and think about the consequences, because we numb. Because we make a decision here and a decision here and a decision here, we don't even realize we've gone quite a ways down a particular path that may not be serving us. And we didn't know it at the time because we were just making one decision after another and it sounded good. Then we make another decision. All of a sudden, we find ourselves someplace we don't want to be. So what Uriel does is he guides us into choices that we make so that we stay on the path that is for our highest good. It's always important to remember that we are a spirit having a human experience. We are not human beings having a spiritual experience. We are spirit having a human experience. And we are here to fulfill our soul mission and to spread love and healing. And every decision that we make adds to or subtracts from this divine goal. And this is where Uriel comes in. He will show you the way for your highest good. And he will also help you focus on small details, because there are small things that seem inconsequential, little things that we do. And they maybe feel uncomfortable, but they're easy to sweep away, or they're easy to say, oh, nobody really cares, or they're easy to say, oh, everybody does that. When deep in our heart there's a little tug or a little nudge that lets us know that for us and for where we are going on our path, some behaviors or some people that we are with or some places that we go or some words that we say or some television programs that we listen to, or some music that we may listen to, isn't for our highest good. So Uriel not only helps with big decisions about which square to step on in your game board, but also those little things that sort of nag at you, but they're easy to dismiss if you're not aware that Uriel is actually, and the other angels are actually there to get you out of doing those little teeny things, which when you do enough little teeny things, they add up to big things. So remember that we're making decisions that lead us down a path. And while we see one or two squares at a time, Uriel sees the entire board, start to finish. He knows which way is for our highest good and which direction leads to disappointment. And some choices have disastrous consequences. Uriel is always available to show us if our choices move us in our divine direction. Some guidance may not make sense to our finite way of thinking. Some choices seem like we're going in the opposite direction. And this is why we must maintain hope, knowing that if we stay on course, and we will fulfill our destiny or our heart's desire. So ask yourself, when you're beginning to make choices, how does this choice get me closer or further away to what I want or where I want to go? And then listen to yourself. Be aware of your emotions. How does it feel? What are the thoughts that you are having? How does the situation, does it feel comfortable for you, or does it kind of feel icky? Be aware of that and call on Uriel for guidance and allow him and the other angels to set your feet on your divine path. Uriel is known to some as the intellectual angel. So for students, calling on Uriel to help with not only coursework or majors in college, but also call on Uriel for tests, for information that you need to answer certain questions or go further in a particular job, that the angels are more than anxious, more than want to help us, more than want us to remind us that the universe is ready and willing now to give us so much more than what we ever thought that we could have. So he's a good guy to have on your team. Mark, are you there? Maybe, maybe not. Okay, then I will say that you are listening.
Okay, there
to
we go.
There you are. I was getting ready to do
yeah, you. Yeah, I couldn't figure out where the browser went. All right.
Technology's great when it works.
Yeah. So everybody, if you want to call in for an angel reading or some coaching or guidance, you can do that now. Dr. Connie will be doing readings for the last 30 minutes of the show. You can call 646-716-9663. That's 646-716-9663. To find out more about this show and other shows, go to our radio website at www.spiritualconnectionswithanusradio.com. That's spiritualconnectionsradio.com. And we gave it out in the beginning of the show, and we give you a little hint that if you want to take advantage of the holiday sales that are going to be removed from Dr. Connie's website this weekend, make sure to go book those appointments before Friday at www.drconniesays.com. That's SAYS.com. And with that, Dr. Connie, back to you.
Oh, thank you. Okay. I would like to do a reading. I think that is what I should do for now. So I'm just going to start by doing a reading for March. a lot of things happening. We have the there's an equinox on the 21st of March. There's other the full moons, and for some people that are very sensitive to the pull and the change of gravity about around these times, it's good information to know what's coming up, so that if you start to feel a little off, then you know kind of why that is. So I'm going to be using my Archangel Michael cards for this reading of what he wants us to know for the month of March. Okay. I know that a lot of people in my life space, and you can probably check off a few yourself, of people that are just having a lot of problems or a lot of issues, people that are looking for work, people that are ill, people that have lost loved ones, people that I just don't seem to be they're doing the best they can, and they just don't seem to be going fast enough. You know, they're kind of pushing water uphill. They don't feel like they're making much progress. So this is evidently, the reason that I'm saying that is as I pull these cards, it's very easy for us when we're going through a particular time to get our focus off of our divine purpose, or off of that thing that you really want to do, that you feel like it's too big, or you feel like it's too much, and that your heart's desire to have your own business, or to you know, get to a certain weight, or whatever it is for you, seems to be an issue for a lot of people, because Michael is asking us to stay focused on the things that are important to us. And that even though we feel like that things are not going the way that we want them to, that things are not going as planned, that it's vitally important to keep yourself anchored, to keep yourself focused on those things that are the most important thing for you. Evidently, there are a lot of people in going to be listening or are listening now to this show that feel very vulnerable. Again, things are not going well. Maybe money's a little tight. Maybe there's things that are going on. But Michael wants you to know that there's never a time when he is not aware of what is going on with you, that he is not ready to surround you with protection or guide you to your life purpose. And all that you need do is call on him. And all you have to say is help. It can be as short or as long as you want it to be. It doesn't have to be elaborate. You can just say help, and Michael will know what to do. So for those of you that are feeling vulnerable, Michael wants you to know that there's never a time when he is not standing and protecting you. He wants you to let go of fear. Fear is a destroyer of health. It is a destroyer of our divine purpose. It moves us off of our goal. It keeps us away from our targeted intention. It makes us feel vulnerable. So Michael is asking you just to drop the fear and let it go, because it does not serve you. In fact, it brings to you that which you do not want. If you're worried about money and you're afraid you're not going to have enough and you stay in fear, you can pretty well bet that you're not going to have enough. So what Michael is asking you to do is to let go of fear and to shift to, and you can ask Uriel for this, shift to a positive way of thinking. One way to do that, and if you were to start a gratitude list, and I've had people that in my session do this, where I've asked them to, before they even get out of bed in the morning, if they have paper and pen by their bed table, that they'll write down 10 things that they're grateful for before they even get out of bed. And if possible, don't repeat the same thing and do it for a week, but don't repeat the same thing every week. So if you're grateful for the sun coming up on Monday, you got to find something else to be grateful for on Tuesday. And because it gets your mind thinking and it gets your way of being in a different vibration, so that when you get into fear, you're quicker to find ways to get out of it. And that the things that you love, your material things that you love, your home, your car, things that are meaningful for you and are of value to you in numerous ways, not just monetarily, but that those things are protected by the angels. So you can ask angels to surround your car when you're driving. You can ask the angels to stand by the doors, stand by the windows, stand inside and outside your home. You can ask the angels to watch over your family members, whether they are with you or not. So in some respects, it seems to me that there are a lot of people that are feeling vulnerable, that are feeling a little shaky in this month of March, and that Michael is saying it's all well and it's all good, and that he's right there by your side. So I find that another thing that I have done, which is very helpful for me, I found today I was starting to get off with my thinking in the wrong foot. And there used to be a time when I would dwell on it and exacerbate it and just embellish it and almost find pleasure in just rolling around in my discomfort. But what I did was I actually started preparing for this show. So I found I wanted the theme with Uriel to be on hope. Yes.
Hey, Dr. Connie, we've got some callers. Are you ready?
Oh, yeah, I'm ready.
All right, Christy, you're on with Dr. Connie.
Hello, Dr. Connie.
Hi, Christy, how are you?
Doing well. First, thank you so much for all of your messages that you give. They're such an inspiration.
Oh, thank you so much. Thank you. How can we be of service this evening?
Well, I was wondering specifically, I mean, I feel like everything you're saying is speaking directly to me, but I guess my question revolves around my career right now. I feel stuck, and I don't know which way to go, and I feel like there's security there, but at the same time, it's not something that where I feel like I'm reaching my full potential or able to really feed my soul. I interact with students, which I enjoy, but I don't see myself really growing in this position, and I just kind of feel confused about what to do right now.
Is there some place that you would like to go?
To be honest, I would love to be home and to open my own business and be working from home. and maybe consulting or writing books or kind of just doing some work from home, but also having something where I can make a difference and make an impact to actually a broader audience than what I have now.
Okay. One of the things that Michael wants you to do is to believe that it's possible for you.
Okay.
And it would be helpful for you to find quotes or Bible scripture or something that have to do with success and building those things that you want. Have you thought about blogging?
That was actually, the angels are really coming through because they've been telling me that for very strong yesterday.
Yeah,
and
because
they've been showing me that.
Right, because when you write about your what you're going through and your thoughts and feelings, that's what's going to reach your audience.
Mm.
And when you do this, see, when you do this, you're going to be giving other, especially women, but you're going to be giving other people permission to do that too. See, they'll look at what you're doing and they'll go, wow, she can do it. I can do something too. And then that gives them the hope and the starting off to do something.
I think I'm making it. It does make sense, and I think I'm making it too hard because I see all these different sectors, and I see this avenue I could go, or I see this avenue I could go. And I think, like you said earlier, there's like a fear of being authentically me. It's almost like I'm playing games on like which angle I need to be, you know?
Right.
And, yeah.
So Michael wants you, part of that for the first reading is, if you just put the fear down and you just start writing what you really feel and what you're really thinking, then a lot of that stuff is just going to work itself out in the writing.
Got it. Okay.
Cool.
Oh,
congratulations.
That's very exciting. Thank you.
It is. You're very welcome.
Thank you very much.
Thank you for calling in.
Uh-huh. Bye-bye.
Bye now.
All right, Christy, thank you for calling in. All right, and we have, let's see if I can pronounce this correctly. Is it Nathaniel?
That's it.
There we go.
Oh, Nathaniel, okay. How are you this evening?
Great, how are you doing?
I'm doing very well. How can we be of service this evening?
Could you pull a card or just see what's going on for me or what the agency has?
Sure. I can do that. Are you satisfied with where you're at right now with your, your life purpose, your career, your things that are very important with you? Are you good with that?
I'm trying to get, reacquainted here. I moved out of my house and stuff and went on disability for a while, so I'm back on, so I'm not really, I'd probably say.
Okay, well, I think that I know when someone is on disability and when they're in pain and when they can't work, and especially for men, not being able to work is like walking around outside in your underwear. It just makes you feel really, unless you're really cool looking in your underwear, but it makes you feel very vulnerable and less of a man, especially for men.
Yeah, well,
I don't know whether that's true for you, but
I'm trying to find some work and stuff right now. So, I'm not on disability anymore.
But what I think what Michael wants you to know is that there is a thing for you, that there's still a sole purpose for you. And while you're doing your jobs and while you're getting back up on your feet and you're putting your life back together, that he wants you to know that there's value and purpose in you, and there's something important for you still to do. And that if you just, it's going to come easily and naturally for you. It's not going to be something you really have to seek for. Because you sound like and you seem like that you're a very gentle soul. And that you have value and purpose.
Yeah, I do a lot of astrology and stuff, and I've had a show on Blog Talk about 4 years ago, and I'm, you know, a few different things. I've been playing guitar for a long time, so I might be doing some music or something like that. I don't know.
Well, good for you.
Maybe you could,
if you really enjoyed the astrology, that's very important information for a lot of people.
Yeah, I know like every day of the year has a certain day. So like Donald Trump is born the day of the Getty confrontation.
Really?
And Bill Clinton is born the day of startling surprises.
Wow.
And Abe Lincoln is born the day of the unifier.
Seriously,
yeah. And Jimi Hendrix is born the day of electrifying excitement.
Unbelievable.
And Liberace is born the day of outrageous flair. So Dennis Rodman's born the same day, and he's the year of the ox, not the year of the sheep, you know, year of Cancer, not the year of Capricorn. And so I do Chinese astrology too. So
what is your
dragon
day?
I'm May 1st. I'm born the day of ironic insights.
Okay, then I would run with that.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I've been doing that.
You became so much more animated and so much more connected and excited when you're talking about the astrology.
I really like music, too. I really like music and guitar and jazz, you know, like smooth jazz and that kind of thing. I like rock and stuff, too, but the smooth jazz is a step up, I think. And I've done a lot of yoga, so I like yoga music, like the Kundalini music.
They sing in the Sanskrit language. If you use your imagination, I think you would be amazed at what the gifts that you have, with what you can do for people.
Yeah, no, I really want to give some insight into, like, people, because, like, this one girl, you know, on the bus said, hey, you know, she was born the day of the investigator, although she didn't want to go into investigation right away. Maybe, you know, that, you know, planted the seed or something later. But some people, one guy had a lot of tattoos, and he was born August 2nd, and he was born the day of the versatile signature.
Wow.
And I thought, wow, I mean, that's the kind of thing. And I know this other girl born on June 27th, same day as Helen Keller, and she's a seventh-degree black belt. And she's born the day of the defensive developer.
Good Lord.
Nathaniel. So, yeah, and I have all these memorized for some reason, and I know, like, all this Chinese stuff. I must have been some kind of Chinese monk in a past life, because I just amazed myself that you know, I think, well, if you, the year of the dragon, you know, if you're born on a day of a storm, you know, you're supposed to look out. And who was it? Nick, Tesla. He was born, he was the year of the dragon, born during the hours of the rat at midnight. So everyone has certain hours. And it's the same as the Chinese medicine. So, like, it starts out with a dragon from 7 to 9 in the morning. And I was born during the 7 to the 9 in the morning. And that's the same meridian as the stomach. And that starts the whole cycle when you eat. So it's the same as the Chinese medicine, astrology is. And a lot of UFOs have given us, like, gifts and stuff a long time ago. I think, you know, like the Chinese invented glasses, that may have been a UFO thing. And they handed down that acupuncture thing, you know, how they got, like, 360 you know, acupressure. That was from aliens and stuff that gave us, that they were working with people in China a long time ago.
Well, you've got a lot of marvelous gifts to give that the universe can certainly use.
I used to watch In Search Of with my dad, you know, when I was a little kid, so I've always, you know, the Money Pit or any kind of things. You know that there's holes in the earth that go into the middle of the earth or something? You've heard of the middle earth and stuff?
Mm-hmm.
Like aliens
mm-hmm.
and stuff, they go into, there's a big hole in Washington, and there's a big hole in, like, Brazil, and it's like a big football field or more. And
that's
one guy, it was on the Art Bell Show, and somebody put this AKG microphone that picks up really far distances. You know, they pick it up to pick up, like the FBI would use it to pick up a car conversation, you know,
a couple of people.
And the guy threw his refrigerator down this hole, put the microphone down, and he never heard a drop. Never had a thing. So, you know, UFOs could go down in there, and, you know, and have you ever seen the movie Sanctum? It was a thing that by the Titanic, Kirk Cameron made it a little after the Titanic. And they made a movie called Sanctum, and they had, like, it's like how the, you know, people were jumping down in this big hole. It has it right in the movie Sanctum. If you watch it, there's this big hole, and it just doesn't really seem to have a, like, a bottomless pit. And the art film.
Well, dude, you've got a lot to offer, Nathaniel. Thank you for calling. That was great. Thank you so much.
Colin. All right, Dr. Connie, if you want to finish off with a healing prayer or whatever you feel guided to, and we'll go ahead and wrap up the show.
Okay. Just a second. Archangels, I thank you for being with us this evening. I thank you for, especially you, Uriel, for bringing us what you can do in our lives. I thank you for the people who called in, for those who did not call in, who listen and heed your word. I thank you for Mark, that he's always so supportive for this this time. And Michael's last word for us is to focus upon our divine health, focus upon our physical health, focus on our spiritual health. And I thank you, angels, that you are watching us in all aspects at all times. And I pray your blessings for everyone in this month of March. Thank you. Amen.
All right. Another great show of listening to Dr. Connie and the Arms of the Angels. Our next show will be coming up on April 5th. That'll be the first Tuesday. It's normally the first Tuesday of every month that Dr. Connie is on to do her great show. And that next show will be April 5th, which is a Tuesday. And we kind of gave you all a little secret gift today. We let you know that if you go to www.drconniesays.com, and if you missed that link, it's up on our Spiritual Connections Radio website. If you go to her website before Friday, there is a chance to, or I should say, you can actually purchase a reading from her and the coaching session and guidance and stuff like that. And there's a special up there that'll be coming down this Friday. So feel free to go check out her website at drconniesays.com. And with that, Dr. Connie, have a great night.
And
thank you for
well
another
fun.
Great
thank
show.
You. Thank
okay.
you. Good night.
Good night, everybody. You've been listening to Spiritual Connections Radio.